From the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio at the Gas South Convention Center in Duluth, Georgia, welcome to Celebrating Powerhouse Women, proudly presented by NEMA and Sourced.
And good morning, friends, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Celebrating Powerhouse Women. As you know, I am your host, Amanda Pierce, and today we have a fantastic guest in studio. I have been chasing Miss Pam around for a while now, and finally the stars have aligned. So it is with great pleasure that I welcome Pam Ledbetter.
Yay. Thank you, Amanda. I'm happy finally be here.
Yes. And Pam, if you're unfamiliar with what she does here in the Gwinnett and Forsyth and surrounding marketplaces, she is the founder and president of Accent Creative Group. Please tell our listeners a little bit about what you guys do there.
Okay. Well, we are a full service marketing agency. So we have a team of 16 creatives. I am so proud of them, but we have web developers, graphic designers, writers, communication experts, social media experts, and they kind of bring the magic day to day in their creativity. So it's a house of creatives.
Are you able to share some of the work that you've done, maybe with clients that the community might know?
Absolutely. In fact, we're getting ready to celebrate 20 years in business tomorrow. Woo-hoo! Can't believe we survived it. And it's pretty exciting. One of the things we're going to be highlighting this year is all the work that we've done around the state of Georgia, and specifically in Gwinnett. And here we are in Gas South. And so it's pretty exciting because they've been a client over the years. So is the school system, the county, a lot of the cities and government entities. That really is our expertise, is tourism, hospitality, chambers, and government entities. And so it's pretty exciting to see some of the branding projects that we've done for Lanier Islands Resort, the city of Peachtree Corners, the city, I can name city of Brookhaven, a lot of different cities and government entities that we've actually done their brand, and campaigns like the Gwinnett Stops campaign, mm-hmm. the campaign during COVID for Gwinnett, Newton, Rockdale County's health department. So we've worked and had our kind of thumbprint on a lot of different projects around the state. So
a lot of noteworthy ones, I would say.
Yes.
I am very familiar with your work through tourism, like you said, hospitality and the chambers of commerce. So congratulations on 20 years.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So just being an admirer of creatives myself, and I'd like to consider myself a quasi creative, where do you source your robust pool of talent? Because you spoke so highly of your 16 creatives, and finding the right person must be a bit of a challenge.
Oh, it absolutely is. And I will tell you, the one thing that we actually just did a retreat back in September up in Braselton, where we did a panel with some of our clientele. And one of the things I asked them is what they like most about working with us, or why they chose us as their vendor of choice. And a lot of them said, it's your team. They are so creative, so positive, with great attitudes. And they actually come across very genuine. And more importantly, we're fun. So if you come into our office, we're located in downtown Lawrenceville on the historic square. We're in a 1907 building, but it's decorated really fun. We've got Gumbies all over the place, Play-Doh. We've always heard that, or what we learned in school, or I learned in school, was things that are tactile help you with creative thinking and brainstorming. So we have a lot of our clients, as far as, gosh, South Georgia, back in Albany, that come up and actually want to use our facility for their retreats and brainstorming and creative. So it's really set up well with that. Of course, we've got the room that's got the ping pong table and Galaga, which I hold the high score on that. So I'm proud of that. But
foosball. Challenge accepted.
Yeah, come on. So a lot of fun environment. And I think we actually, everybody gets a Gumby when they start with us. And so I try to look for a pool of talent that, first of all, can think outside the box, and that they're flexible, that they're not too rigid. So the Gumby kind of is my visual aid, I guess, mm-hmm. when I'm doing the orientation. And I talk about stretching yourselves and bending over backwards for each other and for our clients. And I think that's something that we kind of live that mantra at Accent. And I'm just super, super proud of the team of creative work that they put out and how they jump in and support and help each other. And I think I look for people that are just genuine and don't have that big ego. And I guess more importantly, I kind of put them through the ringer and look at their portfolio of work. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of people I want on our team. And we know pretty early on if they're a good fit for our ACG family, as we call it, which we truly are.
ACG family.
Yes.
Well, tell me about the composition of your team. Being that we are here celebrating Powerhouse Women, I know that the majority of the people that I run into in the marketplace that are on your team are women.
Yes.
And I'd love to understand the dynamic.
Yeah. And it's something that we kind of fell into. It's interesting, but there is, the majority of our staff is women. It's not always been that case. When I first started out in 2004, the majority of my design team, well, actually all my design team were male. But it has transitioned over the years. And right now we just have a powerhouse of women. I'm looking at your little board here. And I'm just really proud of the work that they do, and they work so well together. And it's not intentional. It's just all, again, by attitude and by the creativity they bring in their portfolio of work. So
I love that, Pam. Well, I'm going to have to schedule a tour of your facility sometime because it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
Let's kind of rewind a little bit and talk about you yourself. So in forming this agency 20 years ago, I'd love to understand your background and how you yourself became so enthusiastic about this mission of your work and a little bit about, you know, what you dabbled in college.
Okay. Well, I've got a very interesting background where I've had kind of an array of careers. I've done collections. I've been in the restaurant business and grew into that position. I've been a flight attendant with Delta back in the day. And this is my seventh business. So I've always been pretty entrepreneurial. My mom was a single mom. And so we were raised in a house where I was the latchkey kid. She had moved from West Virginia. I'm part of the Hatfields and McCoys, the feuding hillbillies. So and I tell my staff stories about living on the farm where my papa and grandmother, my papa built the one-lane dirt road where, you know, there was no indoor plumbing or electricity. So I saw how hard they worked, and all of them were, most of my family were entrepreneurial in spirit. And so I wasn't afraid. I think my mom, and she's passed, unfortunately, at the age of 55. I think she did a great job in instilling, in me anyway, no fear of failure. So I wasn't afraid to go out and start a business, even when I was single and knew I had to fund it myself and provide for myself. And so I'm really, really proud of what I've been able to accomplish. But it definitely came from, of course, starting with her as my number one mentor, and then other women as mentors in my life that I still have to this day that I can pick up the phone and call on. I will say early on, one of the very first things and careers I had is that people are always surprised to hear is I managed an alternative rock band called Frenzy. So they were on MTV Road Rules, NPR, and all of that. And what was fun about that is I think I tend to gravitate towards creative people. I've always, you know, I don't have those skill sets. I've always wished I could be a musician. And so that's one of my favorite things to do is to go to concerts. And I feel like I'm a groupie following different groups around, but love to go to concerts. And I, you know, managed that band and got them into some pretty cool positions. And they were on the 99 at
X. Yes.
Yes.
I thought I remembered that when you were saying that. I was racking my brain.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they were going to be the opening act for the Dave Matthews Band years ago on the Cirrus stage. And I was all excited. I was driving down there trying to make that happen. But we didn't have that happen, unfortunately. But and then here with my team, I'm not a graphic designer. I mean, I can't even go on there and make the simplest of edits. I'm not a writer, but yet I can put the right people together to be creative and to work together and also to create the environment they need. Creatives need a different type of a culture and environment. And so I think that I have that skill set, that I can kind of tout their talents versus them doing that, because most of them are pretty humble about their skills. So
I am so curious. First of all, how'd you get into managing the band? And then how did you transform those skills or that time into whatever the next step in your life was?
It's so funny. I will meet servers or places, and this is kind of the case with him, but he actually was a graphic designer, and a lady in my neighborhood was the editor of a local Gwinnett magazine, and they were looking for somebody in sales, and I had just sold a business that I had called Marketing Potentials, where I had some pretty good accounts, Coca-Cola, AT&T, and Scottish Rite. This was before the internet and email, so very different type of running of a creative agency, but was able to sell that business and stay at home and start my family. And when this neighbor mentioned that they were hiring, I said, oh, as long as I can be home to get the kids off the bus, I'll do it. And so I did it for about 2-3 months, and I went, I can do this on my own. So I started my own magazine, and I needed a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. And I met this guy through a restaurant, uh-huh, and ended up talking with him, hiring him. He was the lead singer of this band, and we started talking, and I just said, you know, you're selling yourself short. I'm going to get out there and help you. So I have the CDs. I got Jägermeister and Pabst Blue Ribbon as sponsors. Nice. So we started, you know, actually having some money that we could do certain things to help promote them. And so that was kind of how I started with them. And then actually at the same time, I was starting my business with my two young kids at, mm-hmm, home. So wearing a lot of hats at the time.
I'll say, and that's a different lifestyle. I too have some experience in hospitality, and it tended to be more in the evening, my responsibilities.
Yes.
So to use your word, touting the responsibility between managing that band and then also having your family at home, I'm sure was a bit of a challenge also.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Talk to me about when you decided to start a family and kind of integrating the responsibilities of life along with, if you had that as a plan or if it just came about, because some people can't plan for a family.
No. A little late of a start. I had my first son at 34, and I think a lot of this, and then my second at 36. So they're 19 months apart, and they actually work the business. They're very creative themselves. They got a little combination of myself and my husband. My husband's an engineer, so he's that analytical one. And then there's me that kind of flies by the seat of my pants with ideas and moving on things quickly. But they are, one's a graphic designer and does video work, and the other one does the web development and IT. So they're both super, super talented. And it's just amazing because you think about, they're 26 and 27 now. And, you know, so I started this business 20 years ago when they were quite young, mm-hmm, and they've been a part of it and grown up with it all along.
Literally.
And I've been engaged, and that's one thing that I really kind of pride myself on, is I didn't want to miss their lacrosse games or their soccer matches. So I was room mom or team mom or things like that. That was a struggle. I will tell you, the hardest part was, of course, as many entrepreneurs can say, when if they have their business in 07, 08, the economy took such a hit, yes, especially in our world. And so that was a real struggling time. Luckily, we were a cash business, so we didn't get hit as hard as some others. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I had a team of 13 and young boys at home, and my husband had gotten laid off from his job. And, you know, we were selling cars and boats and all of that to survive back then. And it's pretty cool to say that we did. And through COVID as well, because marketing is one of the first things that people cut, and probably the last that they should.
And you really weathered that storm coming out on the other side.
It aged me.
Well, a skill, what is it? Smooth waters never made a skilled sailor.
Absolutely.
There you go. What is it like working with your sons? You said they kind of grew up, you know, in your world as far as the business, but now they essentially are an integral part of the team and you are their commander in chief. So what is that dynamic like?
Actually, I have them report to Sydney, our creative director on the team. So that makes it easier. But they are, you know, they've worked with me and then left and had other careers and then came back. And I love that they're back and have just seen how much they've grown. And it was good for them to leave. My oldest son went to work for Hall County Public Schools as an IT support technician. And he learned a lot by there, just servicing other people and just the deadlines that they had there, too. So I thought that was a great thing. But both of them are back with me, and they're just, I'm really, really proud of them. In fact, one of my team members said the other day, if we could just get two more like that, if you could have some more kids. And I'm like, well, that's not in the picture.
Duplicate so, that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Pam, I could talk to you about work for hours, obviously, but I'd like to give our listeners a little bit of a peek into some things that have made you the strong, successful woman that you are today. But I'm going to save that nugget for after we return from a break from our sponsors.
Thank you.
NEMA is a full-service logistics company that provides trucking, warehousing, and expedited deliveries for the paper machine clothing industry. They offer a full line of services, including delivery within the 48 contiguous states, Canada, and Mexico, plus importing and exporting, air freight forwarding services, foreign trade zone warehousing, and many more services to handle your global logistics needs. NEMA is a proud sponsor of the Celebrating Powerhouse Women podcast series.
We know running a business is hard. There are so many things that need to get done, and you don't have the time, the resources, the experience, or you just don't want to do it yourself. At Sourced, we have your back. Office. We support leaders of companies with all their back office challenges that weigh them down. Whether it's accounting, talent acquisition, administrative support, marketing, or human resources, our team of experts at Sourced will make your life easy and your back office effortless. To see how we can help you, check us out at GetSourced.com.
All right, and welcome back, powerhouse ladies that are listening. We do just want to give a shout out, and we are ever grateful for the people who make this series possible, and those are our partners at NEMA and Sourced. All right, welcoming back Pam here with me here today on the show, and we were talking all about her successful business prior to the break. But now I'm curious, Pam, if we can kind of just get into the inner workings of what makes a seasoned professional like yourself sane. Okay.
I don't know about
that. So talking about all the responsibilities of life, and I hate the word balance because I don't ever think there is one. I think of a scale and someone's always losing. So talking about integration of responsibility in your world, what do you do to kind of find that levelized place of peace? How do you decompress? What do you do for your health? What do you do for your mental and physical health in combination with how you serve your community, clients, and family?
Okay. Well, I will say a couple things. My mental health is fueled by my team and my family and those special friendships and people in my life. So being around them and seeing them succeed and being a part of that, or us just, you know, brainstorming ideas together, that's something that I just feed on. And so we do a lot of brainstorming sessions. I have mentors in my life that I can go to for certain reasons. I mean, I have one in particular that I go to her for a hard issue that I'm trying to deal with. Maybe it's with a vendor or with a client or that I need to maybe part ways with. And she's like, Pam, put on your big girl panties. And, you know, she just tells it like it is. And sometimes you just need that, right? You don't want people to always tell you what they think you want to hear. And so those are the type of friends and mentors that I have in my life that I can turn to. And I just know they're going to be real. And gosh, I'm trying to think. It is I love being involved in the community and giving back to the community. And I think from day one, we've done that as we started as a business. So I can see the work and the things that we've done in kind for certain nonprofits or certain community organizations, specifically in Gwinnett, that we've done. As our business has grown, that's one of the things I feel like I'm missing right now. Mentoring and guiding some of the team that I have in leadership positions on our current team so that they can step into that. For instance, I have one on my team right now that's going through Glance Gwinnett. I have another that's in the Leadership Gwinnett program. I have another that is an alumni of the Leadership Gwinnett program, been with me the whole 20 years, and she's, you know, volunteering and helping out Glance Gwinnett. And so we're out there and we're involved and engaged. I may not personally be like I used to be. Our company has grown. We landed, really focusing on that tourism industry. We landed an agency of record with Southeastern Tourism, mm-hmm. which is in 14 states. And so we now are traveling a good bit. I just keep a suitcase packed like I did back when I was a flight attendant with Delta and ready to kind of hit the road. And it's fun to see our company grow, but at the same time, you know, I started out just solely in Gwinnett. And so my total focus was on Gwinnett. My kids were in the Gwinnett school system. We kind of volunteered here and lived here. And now I've got to kind of spread my wings a little bit because of the growth of our company and what's best for it right now. And so I do feel like that we're growing, and it's a point of excitement because, gosh, what's better than to be marketing a destination and talk about the fun things? So I really love the type of clientele that we have and the projects that we get to work on. So
they are very exciting.
They are.
Kind of going along with what you had mentioned about leadership, I'm curious, what are some qualities that make up a good leader in your eyes and why?
I would say really caring about your team. I feel like that, you know, those are the people that are dealing directly with my clients. So they are an extension of myself. And so making sure that I'm a good communicator with my team members, that I recruit the right people. And actually in the interview process, when I'm looking at them, I think about how they're going to present themselves and how they're going to handle certain situations with the different types of clients that we work with. So I would definitely say good communication skills, being able to mentor, guide, and offer opportunities for your team members to grow. And I love to see that because, like I said, some of them have been with me for so long and I've watched them kind of grow and blossom into their positions and take on more and more. And so that's exciting for me. I'm kind of like that mama bear at the office. So I'm super, super proud of them. Again, some of the cliche things, but, you know, honesty, integrity, those kind of things. I feel like a lot of times women are not always kind with each other, and they can be judgy and
snarky.
And it's just upsetting to me, and I see it more and more in our world. And I just want women to kind of, like what this show's about, build them up and empower each other and get rid of the drama. That's my pet peeve. My staff will tell you.
Save the drama for your mama.
Yep. And my very best friend is a guy. Since I was 19 years old, he's been my very best friend. And you know, it is partially because I wasn't one with all that drama that would happen. So I just want women to empower each other, believe in each other, be supportive, you know, that kind of thing. So
there is room out there for all of our talents.
Yes.
And the good Lord put that spirit in us, so let it shine.
Yes.
Communication is very important, I would agree. What are some things that you do internally or externally to ensure effective communication between you, your team, and your clients?
Okay. I am a tad bit of a control freak. It's really hard as our company's grown. There are clients that I feel like I don't know as well as I've always, you know, I used to see every single item that came in the door and out the door was a part of the project. And as we've grown, and of course, you know, we're in different states, it's been a lesson for me to learn in communication where it's okay for me to step back and just let them give me updates. We do have a project management program that we use where I can kind of always log in at any time and see where things stand. But my team will tell you if they're on a Zoom with a client, like the other day when one of my team members was on with Hickory, North Carolina, I come in the hallway and I'm like getting behind the monitor as they're talking, waving to the client just to, you know,
to say hi.
And so the communication with my clients is that I will call them periodically and say, you know, how's it been going? And, you know, is our team taking good care of you? So those are some of the things that we try to do. We do every day our team meetings. We call them stand-ups. We do those at 9 o'clock every day. So we do have those, even though we work a hybrid schedule where we're only in the office on Mondays and Wednesdays, Tuesdays and Thursdays we call in for those, and then Fridays we're off. So it's kind of a little bit of a different culture.
It's great for accountability,
yes.
Like you're mentioning.
Yes.
Would you be so kind as to indulge me in a word association game?
Okay.
Okay. So just whatever these words mean to you or whatever comes to mind, just go ahead and share. Tenacity.
Power.
Ooh, I like it. Humility.
Empathy.
Grace.
Poised.
Authenticity.
Genuine.
Very nice.
Yay.
Thank you. It's amazing some people, you know, where our mind takes us. So I always like to see what people's first responses are. So thank you for indulging me.
Yes.
Pam, I do want to give you an opportunity to share with our listeners where they can find out more about your creative group and then also to share any celebrations outside of your 20-year anniversary or recognitions for yourself or your team.
Absolutely. They can actually follow us on social at Accent Creative Group or the Accent Manor if it's Instagram. They can also check us out on our website at accentcreativegroup.com. And then if they start following us starting tomorrow, we've got a whole lots of thing. We have an event team that's been working really hard on a lot of plans for the next year. So we're kicking off our 20th anniversary and then we'll have different celebrations. There will be some video podcast stories talking about us and what we've accomplished and just some histories and stories and some of the hiccups along the way because we've got a lot of funny stories. Of course, anytime you've done events or things like y'all do that are live, things can go wrong. And there's always some after story, some humor, some things that we can share. So we're going to do that. And then just kind of showcasing some of our work that we've been doing and what's on the horizon and what we're getting ready to launch and that kind of thing. And just highlighting some of our team members that have been with us so long and they get a chance to share some stories too and our clients. So it's going to be fun this next year. And of course, we know how to throw a party. Our office has a tiki bar, so you know, we're always set for a party.
Love
and
it.
We bring it a lot of times to our conferences. And so people kind of laugh that we're handing out bottles of champagne this year every time we go to these conferences. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, here at Business Radio X, we would be glad to join you and celebrate with you.
It'll
I know Dan
fun.
The man likes to pop champagne. Like he just won the championship game. So maybe I'm just kidding. Those are some song lyrics. Pam, I do want to ask you, and this is a very, very important part of the interview because it's going to tell me a lot about you as a person. Let's say we're sharing a Mexican lunch. And for an appetizer, we get guacamole and cheese dip. And of course, they bring the famous salsa. What are you dipping your chip in first?
Okay, I do a mixture.
Oh, we can't share. There's no mixing. Okay, tell me your mixture.
I will put my own little sidebar. But I do like my queso and my salsa kind of mixed together.
You like it kind of mixed, not just a dip in a dip. You like the coagulation.
I like to, well, I do the dip in the dip, but if I'm with somebody, you know.
So if you, okay, so queso and salsa are your first go-to.
It is. And I love guacamole too, but it's my son's homemade guacamole. I like the best. Yum. He's great at that. So
I would say go queso as well too.
Yes.
So we're birds of a feather. We can
go.
Flock together. Pam, thank you for joining me and thank you for indulging my silly questions.
Yes.
I do want to leave on a more serious note and just give you an opportunity to share some words of wisdom or lessons learned with our audience.
Well, I would just say a couple things. I would say that one of the reasons for our success, and when I look back, and it's hard to believe that it's been 20 years, is I just feel like we've persevered. I think that's a word that really kind of comes to mind when you think about we went through 07, 08 with the economy downturn, and then we went through COVID. And so that really affected our businesses. But we persevered, we were determined. And then I have the right people at the table, and I think that really matters. So choose carefully and make sure that you surround yourself with those people that have your best interest at heart and that you know that you can trust and that are part of the team. And so that's, I mean, I feel it when I go into my office. And so I think that's so important that you just create the culture in which you want to be in, right? And so that's the part of the beauty of owning your own business is you can, right?
Yes.
So we have a fun culture of creatives, and I love to walk in there and kind of see them work their magic and see what we've accomplished together. So
beautiful. I couldn't
Thank
have
you.
Said it better myself.
Thank you.
For those of you out there listening, we do enjoy your engagement. Please connect with us on social media. And you know that you can listen live every Friday at 11:30 a.m. on businessradiox.com. I listen on iTunes. Where do you listen to your podcast, Pam?
Through social.
Social media, okay. Wherever you find your podcast, you can simply subscribe to Celebrating Powerhouse Women. I am Amanda Pierce, and for our guest, Pam Ledbetter, thank you so much for joining us on Celebrating Powerhouse Women. I'd like to connect with you on LinkedIn, Amanda, P-E-A-R-C-H. And until next time, this is Celebrating Powerhouse Women on Business Radio X.